In today's Mishnah, from the second and third Mishnah, from the sixth Perek Masechta Naz, the Mishnah begins, V'chayev al hayayim b'fnatzmo, v'anavim b'fnatzmo, v'lachartzini b'fnatzman, v'lazagi b'fnatzman. So the different parts of grape or grape products. The Mishnah is teaching us a Nazir, if even if he has only one of them, even if he only drinks wine or even only eats the grapes, or if he even only eats on its own, say, the skins of grapes or just the pips of grapes, each of them independently would make him liable to lashes. Similarly, if he had all these four together and had at least a gezeit's worth of each of them, he would similarly be liable, this Nazir, to four sets of lashes if he was forewarned. Rabbi Elazar ben Azarias argues as follows. He says, Einu chayiv ad she'uchal shnei chatzanim v'zag. According to Rabbi Elazar ben Azarias, now we're preemptive, we can explain, according to him, he holds that chatzanim refer to the pips, and the zag refers to the skins of the grape. He said if he has only them, then he wouldn't be liable to malka lashes unless he had at least two chatzanim, so two pips, and one zag, one of the, say, the skins. Why? Because the Torah says specifically, mechatzanim v'adzag. And charetzanim is written in plural, so you can no less than two charetzanim. So it's two charetzanim and one zag. Mishnah again continues, Elim charetzanim and zagim. What are the charetzanim and zagim? So according to the first opinion, which is not like the way I explained Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, the first opinion that maintains charetzanim, Elim charetzanim, the charetzanim are the outside, the skin, or the peel. And hazagin, Elim hapnimin, and the zagim refers to the pips. That's opinion of Divrei Rebbe Yehuda. However, Rabbi Yossi says, no, shalotite, just so you do not make a mistake, meaning it's got to be the other way around. What's a way to remember? Kazug shel behema. A zug of an animal, like of a cow, refers to the bell. So the zug, or like the zag, is the outside, it's a bell. And that's a chitzon is a zug. The pnimi is the inbal. And the inside is the inbal, which is the clapper. So just like there by a zug of the behema, the zug is the outside, so too when it comes to the chartzim and zag, it's the zag that is the outside. Let's now learn Mishnah Gimel. Mishnah says, Stam Nizir Shloshim Yom. As we've explained a number of times, if someone says, I want to be a Nazir, it would be 30 days. However, if during that time, Gilach, he shaved his hair, and he did so either by mistake or did it on purpose, or Shiguchal listed, when some people overpowered him, say, Banis overpowered him, shaved his head. Mishnah says, Soter Shloshim Yom. He loses, if you like, 30 days. What does that mean? According to Bartanu, what that means is, he needs to grow his hair for 30 days before he can complete his Nizirut. So therefore, if there's more than 30 days remaining, say he accepts upon himself a long Nizirut, then it wouldn't be a problem, wouldn't lose out at all. However, if there's less than that remaining, say he's only got a few days left, he would have to keep his Nizirut for another 30 days before he can complete his term. That's the opinion of as we say in the Bar Tanura. Kati here cites a Rambam that says, no, he'd always lose 30 days, so he'd have to observe 30 days and then he'd complete it, his Nizirut, even if there was a long time remaining. Mishnah continues, Nazir Shigilach, a Nazir that shaved his head, whether it was Ben Bezug, whether you use scissors, whether Ben Batar, whether you use a blade, or Shisif Koshul, or if you just picked out some hairs from their root, Mishnah says, in that situation, he'd be chayv. All these would constitute a violation of the prohibition of shaving his hair. Just importantly here to add, is that while the prohibition is violated, it would only create a problem for the rest of his term, in terms, like we said in the beginning of the Mishnah, if most of his hair was shaved. Mishnah says, Nazir Chofef. A Nazir can, say, wash his hair without being concerned, or Masafsef, and he can, say, scratch his head. Or another opinion is separate, say, knots in his hair, as long as there's no intention to pull his hair out. That wouldn't be a problem. However, Losarek cannot comb his hair, because in that situation he's certainly going to pull out hairs along the way. Rabbi Yishmael says, Lo yichof ba'adama, he cannot wash his hair, or clean his hair with adama, which is earth. Despite the fact they use it to clean their hair, because in that situation, Masheret et Sera, because by doing so, definitely will cause some hair to fall out, and that would be a problem for a Nazir to do, as we've already explained. Those are Mishnah today.